I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. It's a special edition. And you can tell your friends, no matter where they live, they can listen to the Food Schmooze from anywhere in the world, as many people do, at WNPR.org. Janet Fletcher's new cookbook, Yogurt, is a winner. In fact, she's a winner. She's won the Food World Oscars many times, the James Beard Award for her cookbooks. This one, this cookbook, is called simply Yogurt, and it is packed with health information and sweet and savory recipes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Many of us take probiotics, costing hundreds of dollars annually, because the latest research is showing increasingly that gut bacteria and its connection to obesity and so many diseases is profound. So we buy yogurt and down it for breakfast, which is great, but it is, it turns out, a phenomenal ingredient in so many dishes. A lot of other cultures know this. Whether you start making your own yogurt, and this book tells you how if you want to, or you can use store-bought, as I do. I, for instance, drain full-fat yogurt to make yogurt cheese with all sorts of spices and olive oil, and it is fabulous. That recipe is in here, too. You're going to hear all kinds of recipes using yogurt, including roasted tomato bruschetta with yogurt cheese drizzled with a little olive oil, a cucumber salad with yogurt, golden raisins, toasted walnuts, and fresh mint, cherry tomato, cumin, garlic sauce for roasted meat, fish, and vegetables, a spicy harissa roasted chicken with sweet peppers, lemon, and yogurt sauce, grilled steak with grilled red onion and garlic yogurt sauce, golden yogurt cake, Greek yogurt panna cotta with strawberry rhubarb sauce. Science is only now discovering in peer review studies the benefits of live culture yogurt in the gut's bacteria system, as I mentioned. And on top of this, it's far lower, yogurt is, in lactose, especially if you drain the store-bought yogurt to remove the liquid whey. So don't throw that away, though, because you're going to find out in this book that there's documentation that the drained whey is fabulous dabbled on the skin or as a rinse for your hair. So it was exciting reading for me on many levels. And also not over the top about miracle cures, just common sense, delicious. Take it from me. Janet Fletcher, welcome to the Food Schmooze Party.
Thank you, Faith. Glad to be with you.
Okay, so let's very quickly, just a quick mention of the studies that you cite and that I've been reading about in the New Yorker and other places about gut bacteria and the relationship to health.
You know, actually, Faith, this has been, although the pace of research has really picked up in recent years, this has been known or suspected by scientists for 100 years at least, more than 100 years. The original scientist who did a lot of the research on yogurt and its probiotics was a Russian, actually a Nobel Prize winner, and he suspected that yogurt had beneficial bacteria that could really help our digestive process. And so he did a lot of the initial research, and in fact his research inspired the gentleman who went on to create Danone yogurt. So there's a long thread there, but certainly the pace of research has picked up recently.
So really all you want is yogurt that says on the label that it has live culture in it.
Yeah, that's a critical point. If you're buying store-bought yogurt, look at the label. If it says live active cultures, it contains them. If it doesn't say that, put it back. The reason it might not say live active cultures is because if the yogurt is pasteurized, that kills the cultures. And the milk is always pasteurized for yogurt.
Yeah,
then they add the cultures after the pasteurization, so you have a live active cultures in your yogurt. But if the yogurt's been pasteurized, those cultures are dead. So that's the yogurt you don't want if you're interested in yogurt for health.
Yeah, and these live active yogurts now are in major supermarkets, so it's wonderful. So just look on the label for live active culture. Okay, let's get to the recipes. We have a lot to cover, as I mentioned in the introduction, starting with this roasted tomato bruschetta with yogurt cheese. So we have this toasted bread with, tell me how this is made.
Well, first you make the yogurt cheese, which is the simplest possible cheese I know. All you have to do is drain the yogurt. It takes maybe 12 to 24 hours of draining in a cheesecloth lined sieve.
I just put it in the colander with a little paper towel.
Yeah, that'll work too. And you're trying to get the whey out and to make the yogurt thick and spreadable like cream cheese. So depending on how thick the yogurt is when you start, it takes maybe 12 hours, maybe 24 hours. But then you end up with this cheese that's like the texture of cream cheese.
Mm.
I spread that on toasts and a little crostini that I've made in the oven with some olive oil brushed on them. And then I spoon a roasted tomato, a slow roasted plum tomato that gets, you know, when you roast tomatoes for very slowly for a long time, it brings out their sugars and they get almost caramelized. Mm-hmm. So I'll do that with those plum tomatoes cut in half, and then I put a half on top of each one of those toasts spread with the yogurt cheese.
Yeah, and there's a little garlic and sea salt.
Oh, always a little garlic.
Fresh basil if you have it around, and a little bit of extra virgin olive oil for those tomatoes. Oh, is this good? I make this too. Okay, yogurt cheese, again, the draining of the yogurt, with feta, pumpkin seeds, and our new favorite spice on the show, za'atar, which is usually a mixture of oregano and salt and sumac, which is available in health food stores.
Yeah, or any good spice store is going to have za'atar, and it's such a wonderful finishing spice on top of yogurt. So I'll take that yogurt cheese and just spread it onto a platter in a kind of a pool, and then I'll drizzle that with olive oil that kind of settles into the little hollows in the yogurt, and sprinkle it with some toasted pumpkin seeds and the za'atar and some torn mint on top or dill, and then I just surround it with a lot of crisp raw vegetables like fennel or radishes or cucumbers, and some warm olives and a flatbread of some sort, like a pita.
And not to worry if you don't have za'atar. You can use another spice mixture that you love, because this is the canvas. This yogurt cheese is a canvas for so many spice and herb add-ons. So there's a place I go to in the West Village in New York called Salam, and it's Middle Eastern food, and they serve just this cucumber yogurt salad. And I adore it, and I get it. I have it with grilled chicken every single time. And I was so excited about your recipe because it's cucumber salad with yogurt, but also with golden raisins, walnuts, and fresh mint.
Yeah, this is a Persian recipe. A lot of people are familiar with the Greek version, tzatziki, with just the grated cucumbers and yogurt and garlic. This is more exotic, the one in my book. It's got plumped golden raisins folded in, toasted walnuts, and the toasting is really important, and some garlic, and a lot of chopped mint and dill as well. And some people put rose petals, dried rose petals, in this dish as well to make it a little more aromatic.
Where would you even find those?
You can find them in spice stores.
Wow, okay.
Any spice store. You can make your own if you have rose bushes and don't spray them. But good spice stores or online spice merchants will have dried rose petals.
Oh, I'm sure that is, it probably adds some kind of note that's so beautiful, but I'm having this just the way it is. It's
incredible. Delicious just the way it is.
Yeah.
And it can be made ahead. I wouldn't fold the walnuts in until the end or they'll get soggy, but otherwise you can make it ahead.
So you'll know this from Indian cooking. You know that yogurt sort of garlic sauce. This is a cherry tomato raita, which is the drained yogurt, again, just sitting in the colander, and red onion, chopped cilantro, garlic clove, a chili, a serrano chili in this case if you can, the cherry tomatoes, some mustard seeds, and some cumin seeds that you just cook up in a dry sauté pan. They pop a little, and then they release this incredible flavor, and you have this sauce that can go on absolutely anything.
Yeah, you know, there are a million different raitas, Faith, the Indian yogurt salads. I love this one because of that spice finish. It's really important to toast your spices. It brings out so much more aroma than using an untoasted spice. So this one has, as you say, the cumin toasted in a dry skillet and the mustard seeds, and the mustard seeds will pop when they are ready. So you have to hold that skillet lid to protect her face, but because they will pop like popcorn. But then it brings up all their aroma, and then you fold them into the yogurt at the last minute. And it's a wonderful raita with the cherry tomatoes that have just been softened a little bit in olive oil.
Very quickly, because we have a break coming up to tell people how to have this book sent to their doors, there's a harissa roasted chicken with sweet peppers. This is involving yogurt and harissa paste you can get anywhere now. I get it at Starfish at my fish market, of all things. Squeezed lemon juice, some kosher salt, chicken thighs, red bell peppers and yellow bell peppers, and a large red onion. And this comes together. This is essentially assembly and putting it in the oven.
Yeah, I think this recipe really demonstrates how versatile yogurt is as a marinade. You marinate the chicken for several hours, and then when you bake it, the yogurt gives this chicken this beautiful color because of the sugar in the yogurt. So you get a lot of browning. And the harissa, which you just whisk into the yogurt, also contributes to the color and an amazing aroma. And all that, the juice and the yogurt marinade flavor, the vegetables that are underneath the chicken. So it's a one-pan dish, and I serve it often to guests, and it's always a big hit.
All right, Janet, stay where you are. Janet Fletcher, who's author of this book, Yogurt, featuring sweet and savory recipes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. These are unbelievably delicious. Started cooking immediately and really absolutely fantastic. And we would be delighted to send this book. I haven't seen anything like this. You know, you see smoothie recipes and some breakfast things, maybe yogurt in a muffin or something like that. I've never seen yogurt treated like this as the savory ingredient in these beautiful, beautiful dishes as many other cultures treat it. It's so exciting. We all eat yogurt. Its health benefits are now being confirmed. As long as you have live active culture, you can even get that in the supermarket now. So here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788.
And I'm Jack Callahan, listening along with you right now and enjoying this program very much. I'm the membership guy here at WNPR, and my job is to see that Faith and our other programs have the dollars they need to continue this. This is where you, as a listener, comes in, asking you to turn into an active supporter right now by calling that number, 1-800-584-2788, and make a donation. $5 a month is where you could start as a member here, and we'd love to get your name on a list to receive this wonderful yogurt book. By the way, Faith, I'm so eager to get back to the show, but these minutes are so important to ask for support at times like this. Again, that number to call is 1-800-584-2788, or you can go online to WNPR.org, find the red donate button, and become a member there, and you'll find out about the yogurt book as well, or a one-time gift of $60.
We're going to talk about soups, Jack. We're going to talk about more salads. There is a dish of lamb meatballs in a warm yogurt sauce with sizzling red pepper butter. I suppose you could do turkey meatballs if you're not a lamb eater. Mm. If you go to Greek restaurants and you love souvlaki, either lamb or chicken, this is an instruction on how to do it yourself with yogurt. There's a grilled hanger steak with a grilled red onion yogurt sauce that goes on this charred steak that is unbelievable. If you can join us at the $5 per month level, that of course that means that we get to keep bringing you the programs that you enjoy, and we do so with such delight because our job is to pass on the great things in the world that pass them on to you. We're just sharing the lights of the world with you. That's what you give us permission to do. In this case, Janet Fletcher and her amazing cookbook. 1-800-584-2788. You can also bring your charge card to the phone, and you can do this online, too.
Faith, I think you've sold yourself and your team just a bit short, and here's why. You say bringing and passing things along, but first, your team is amazing to go out and find these gems to pass along, and that's where there's a lot of work that happens off the microphone, off from the program, and bring it to you. That comes with a price tag, too, and I know that you work on a shoestring of a budget, and amazing things do happen here. And that's why we're asking listeners right now to support all the work that goes into what the show ends up becoming. I'm going to very quickly say I loved in the introduction where your guest today said that friends from India, Turkey, Greece, and Lebanon have introduced her to other traditional yogurt recipes and flavors. But she said, of course, my California sensibilities encourage me to go on my own and add these. All of these are part of what you'll be hearing more about in just a moment. But I am encouraging the listeners right now, you, to go to that phone, call 1-800-584-2788. $60 a one-time gift or $5 a month. We'd love to get this to you, and your dollars will go to work for more programs just like this on the Faith Middleton Show.
Jack, you say to yourself when people are coming over, oh, what am I going to do for a side dish? Imagine spinach with brown butter, yogurt, and these chopped nuts as your side dish, all sprinkled on the top. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. We have more recipes coming your way, of course, in this session. I know it'll make you very hungry, as it's made us hungry. We hope you will go online, as many people do, to WNPR.org. You just click on the donate button, and you are good to go. This will come to you, this book, hardback, beautiful photographs, easy recipes, or we'll send it to someone you care about. And I want to say that there is a section on meat, but these are so great for people who are looking for ways to use yogurt with vegetables and grains as soups. Absolutely fabulous. 1-800-584-2788, and thanks.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
I'm Faith Middleton, and I'll tell you, there is nothing that makes me happier than the intersection of health and pleasure. We get caught up in one zone or the other, and when these two things come together, it thrills me, and it has with this book. You don't need me to tell you, or Janet Fletcher, about the health benefits of yogurt when it has live active culture in it, as most yogurts do now. You just need to check the label. Even in supermarkets, you will just find them, certainly at farm stands, specialty markets. That's all it needs to say, is live active culture on the side. And we're learning about gut bacteria, skin, immunity, all this stuff. Well, you add that with someone who really knows food and knows how to create a recipe, as Janet Fletcher does, living in gorgeous California, and you have this beautiful cookbook, Yogurt, Sweet and Savory Recipes for Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner, using yogurt as a sauce, as a marinade, as a soup base. It has less lactose because when you drain it, it just does. Anyway, Janet, really wonderful job on this.
Thanks so much, Faith.
The grated beet and yogurt salad with beet greens. This is another wonderful idea for a side dish all year round.
Yeah, you know, I go to the farmer's market and buy beets, and usually I'm behind a customer who's buying beets, and the farmer says, would you like me to remove the tops? And so often the customer says, yeah, you know, to take off those tops, and the farmer gets ready to throw them in the compost pile, and I say, I'll take those. I love the beet greens. They're equally nutritious, and I'll take the beets and roast them and grate them and then fold them into some yogurt with garlic, and then I cook the beans on the side, just wilt them, I mean, the beet greens on the side, and serve them with the creamy beets and the yogurt. They're so good for you, and it's a nice contrast to have those bright green leafy greens alongside the beets and the garlic.
And garlic and yogurt. We're talking about grated beet and yogurt salad with these greens you're just discussing, but let's remember to say there's fresh tarragon in here and garlic and toasted walnuts once again, and you make a tarragon dressing, which is terrific. There's a chopped summer vegetable salad with farro, which is becoming everybody's favorite grain, and with yogurt, and again bringing back that spice mixture. Zatar.
Yeah, I think a lot of people know panzanella, the bread salad. This is a bit of a variation using farro, or it's, I guess you would say, it's a variation on a rice salad. Wonderful for summer. So I use the cooked farro that I dress with a zesty vinaigrette that has some cilantro and mint in it, and then I add a lot of chopped vegetables like cucumbers and tomatoes, summer vegetables, sweet peppers, green onions, and then the yogurt goes on the bottom. So yogurt is the base, and the salad goes on top, and then you eat it together in delicious summer lunch.
Can we just quickly do a soup, just for the sport of it, because I love avocado. I have it almost every morning. And you have a chilled avocado and yogurt soup with a tomato salsa sprinkled across the top. And this involves, of course, fresh, ripe avocados and a little bit of buttermilk, the plain yogurt, fresh cilantro, garlic, a chili pepper, ground cumin, squeeze of lime juice, and then the tomato salsa with all the usual suspects.
Yeah, it's really a two-minute soup. All the soup ingredients go into the blender, the yogurt and buttermilk and avocado, a little lime juice, and you blend it up, and it makes a beautiful, rich, thick soup. You think it's full of cream and calories, but it's not. And then you can use a store-bought salsa on top or make your own from chopped fresh tomato and green chili and cilantro. And what a delicious thing to have for a summer lunch or a first course if you're eating outdoors al fresco in the summer.
Janet, you know how we learned after quite a while, and it seemed impossible, but I can testify that this is true, that nuts are not going to make you fat unless you're eating shovels full. And in fact, it does the opposite. It kind of fools the body and the brain. And the brain says, hey, I'm getting some fat so I can let go of other fat in the body because we're not starving. And can you explain how yogurt, full fat yogurt, does it work the same way? You talk about this in the book.
Well, this is what there are some studies that show that people who eat a full fat yogurt, meaning yogurt made with whole milk, actually control their weight better. And there's some different theories for that. Some people think, some researchers think it might be because that whole milk yogurt satisfies us more quickly. If you're eating a non-fat or a low-fat yogurt, you're going to eat more of it because it's just not as mouth-filling and satisfying. I am a firm believer in whole milk yogurt. And let me tell you something, Faith. If you are making a recipe that calls for a cup of yogurt and serves four people and use non-fat or low-fat instead of full-fat yogurt or whole milk yogurt, you are saving so few calories, it's just not worth it. If you do the math, you'll find that a whole milk yogurt adds so much more richness and satisfaction for very few extra calories per portion.
Well, I'm a lamb eater, and I'm crazy about it. I know that it's a little controversial with some people. Some people, you're either a lamb eater or you're not a lamb eater. So I'm going to talk about your lamb meatballs in this warm yogurt sauce with a sizzling red pepper butter. However, I bet, Janet, you could do this with turkey or chicken meatballs if you're not a lamb lover.
I suppose you could. I haven't tried that. You know, lamb and yogurt are just timeless, time-worn pairing, because in cultures like in Afghanistan and Iran, people were shepherds. Or Greece, Turkey, they were shepherds. They had sheep, so they had sheep milk, and they had lamb, you know, baby lamb for meat. So they would put them together, and you often have lamb marinated in yogurt. In this case, it's lamb meatballs that are braised a little bit first in some chicken stock, and then the yogurt goes in at the end. And then there's a very Mediterranean touch with this flavored butter that goes on, a sizzling red pepper butter that you put on at the end.
Well, I can testify that this works because, weirdly enough, last night I made turkey burgers. And I had, when I was in the market, I thought, I need fresh cumin. And so I got some cumin and I had oregano. And so I made turkey burgers and I ended up putting a little bit of chorizo in. But it was beautiful together with ground turkey. So I would say anybody who wants to try this recipe with turkey, I think it will work. We eat lamb souvlaki somehow, even if we don't like lamb, when we go into Greek restaurants and Greek diners, and we love it. And you can make this at home. You can do your own skillet flatbread. It is not hard at all. So let's talk about this.
Well, souvlaki, as people probably know, is the Greek interpretation of kebabs. They are probably some of the original kebabs that we all love to make in summer outdoors, skewered meats. If you don't like lamb, use beef. Here, really, you could very easily substitute chicken, turkey, beef, whatever, for the lamb. It's a skewered lamb that I've marinated first with some olive oil and oregano and garlic. Here, the yogurt is not in the marinade. The yogurt is the sauce. So I marinate and skewer and grill the lamb, And then the sauce is just yogurt whisked with some grated garlic and salt mixed into it. It's the most basic sauce. You see it all over the Mediterranean. And you use that to moisten the grilled lamb with a flatbread, like a pita or the homemade flatbread that I give it the recipe for. Love this flatbread.
Yes.
It's in the book.
Yes, me too. Using you as inspiration, yesterday I was reading every recipe, and I thought, let me try your yogurt sauce with some frozen shrimp I just happened to have in the freezer. So I did this for lunch, and I put in what you suggested. I had a plain goat milk yogurt. And I put in garlic and my spice blend and mixed up the shrimp, this cooked shrimp, into this and made a kind of yogurt, so garlicky yogurt tzatziki kind of. It was so delicious.
Yeah, delicious. That would be good. And a little bit of crumbled feta, and that would be good as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did have some feta. I just didn't even think of it. What's wrong with me? Okay, let's do the grilled hanger steak with the grilled red onion raita.
Yeah, no, you know, raita is an Indian yogurt salad, and grilled hanger steak is true blue American. These two things would never come together in India, but I love the way the raita provides this moist, creamy sauce for the steak.
Oh.
And I love hanger steak. It's really an underappreciated cut. You may have to ask a butcher, order it ahead at the butcher shop. Not every meat counter carries it, but it's so juicy and tender. So I season the hanger steak with some of those mixed peppercorns, white and green and black and pink, and grill it until it's just juicy, rare, or medium rare, and slice it and serve it with the raita, which has yogurt as the base and garlic, of course, and then a roasted onion, a slow-roasted red onion I've then folded into the yogurt.
And you use either fresh minced mint or fresh cilantro and, again, some of the cumin, ground cumin, and some mustard seeds in there, which is a wonderful idea.
Those are really Indian signatures, I would say, for the raitas. You rarely see a raita without the cumin and the mustard seeds, and they need to be toasted.
We also have a grilled swordfish with a yogurt tahini sauce and a little bit of that sumac spice, if you can get it, which has a kind of lemony... It's kind of a citrusy profile, this particular sumac spice. I love it on every single thing I can get my hands on. So good. I put it in eggs. I put it in potatoes, on baked potatoes. I put it in my salad dressing. It's fantastic. So
it is. You know, and there's a lot of good online sources, too, for spices. And because they're not heavy, it doesn't cost a lot to ship them. So I would encourage listeners to look online for a great spice shop and stock up on some of these things like za'atar and sumac and duca, which was the topping for the spinach that you mentioned.
Yeah, that's the ground nuts. And it's often cheaper online, but I get all my spices at the health food market because they're fresh and they're much less expensive. What would cost me $5, $6, $7 in a supermarket will cost 25 cents or 50 cents.
Ethnic markets, too, are a great source for these seasonings.
Yeah.
They're often in bulk bins, and the immigrant customer is not going to pay a lot of money for sumac because they use so much of it. It's delicious.
Right.
And this, glad you chose this swordfish recipe because it's one of the rare instances where you see yogurt being used with fish. It's not very common, but I think it's delicious with the grilled swordfish. I make a tahini sauce with yogurt, tahini, which is a sesame seed paste, a lot of lemon juice and some chopped cilantro in it.
And you buy the tahini paste?
I buy the tahini paste, yes.
Wonderful. Okay, stay where you are, Janet Fletcher, author of Yogurt, Sweet and Savory Recipes for Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner. We have more coming your way, the vegetables and grains, and wait till you hear about some of these desserts, including the golden yogurt cake. Okay, my friends, the toll-free number, if you can join us at the level of $5 a month, become what we call a member here, an active listener to keep everything you love on the air and to make this possible for others too. I hope you will call right now. We will send this as our thank you gift to you, this hardback, beautifully illustrated book, 1-800-584-2788.
And again, that number is 1-800-584-2788. Or you can make your contribution online at WNPR.org. Just look for the red donate button. It'll take you right to the online form. Which, whether you click or whether you call, it does not matter. What we're asking you to do is to participate. Participate in ensuring that this program, Faith Middleton Show, and others stay right here on WNPR, because it is listener-supported. In Faith, I want to take one moment to thank our current donors, those who have given a contribution to WNPR over the last 12 months. They are the ones, Faith, who made today's edition possible. Asking you right now to come on board, join that community of supporters, become a member yourself, and ensure that it's here. You'll feel great about it, and I know that you'll feel great when you receive a copy of this book. It's a hardbound book, more than 130 pages, and it's a beautifully designed, beautifully laid out book. Photographs, images are gorgeous, and it's just jam-packed with information. That number to call to become a monthly donor at $5 a month or make a one-time gift of $60 is, you ready? 1-800-584-2788.
Or go online to WNPR.org and click on the donate button. You know, if you have been to Germany or France, you've had Alsatian pizza with onions and pancetta called a tarte flambé. We're just talking about some dough with fabulous things on it. There is a recipe coming up involving yogurt and just putting pizza dough on the grill and this pancetta and parsley, then cutting it up. And how about that for either a meal or an opening act for having people over? Oh boy, you can do this in the oven. You could do it on your grill. Lots of things coming your way. A fettuccine with a yogurt sauce and fried onions. Oh, so good. An asparagus frittata with a yogurt cheese you make by draining the yogurt. All coming your way. This is a fantastic cookbook. I must say, I've never thought about the many, many ways to use yogurt in my recipes, and now I'm going at it full bore. These are delicious flavor profiles here. This is the intersection of health and pleasure. 1-800-584-2788.
We'll be going back to more of this program in just a moment. I cannot wait to do that, but these minutes are very important, too, for WNPR. This is the lifeblood time. This is when we have members who take action and make a contribution right now that we can turn this around and return the service to you in the form of more Faith Middleton shows, more great conversations like this, more opportunities, to be honest, to have a cookbook like this yourself. Kindness of your generosity to WNPR. The number to call is 1-800-584-2788, urging you to hop on board right now. We have great underwriting business partners. We do have a small amount of money that comes from the government, but the largest single source of support, as it should be, is from the listeners, the users. Participate now. Call 1-800-584-2788. Janet Fletcher is my guest. She has written a cookbook yogurt lovers have long been waiting for. Yogurt breakfast, lunch, and dinner recipes anyone can make with store-bought yogurt. These are delicious, these recipes. Your gut will thank you. Your taste buds will thank you. This is the intersection of healthy food and pleasure. What you want to do is buy live active culture yogurt in the store, which is now available in supermarkets. You just look on the label. We talked, Janet, about spinach with brown butter yogurt and that nut mixture called Duca.
so incredible as a side dish, I think. There's a Turkish spiced green beans with yogurt, seared mushrooms and shallots in yogurt with an Indian spice mixture. I want to talk with you about this one, though. The grilled zucchini, we're about to come into, I mean, we can all get zucchini year-round now, but we're about to come into that big zucchini season. So grilled zucchini with yogurt sauce, feta mixed in, and lemon and dill.
Yeah, a really delicious recipe and a beautiful one, especially if you can get the green and the yellow zucchini. It makes a beautiful presentation. So I slice them in half, and I coat them just with a little bit of olive oil and salt and grill them until they're nice and golden on both sides. And then they go on top of a yogurt sauce that has garlic again and salt, and then I crumble feta over the top and some dill and lemon zest. Just a really appealing summer side dish for anything else you're putting on the grill, like a chicken or some burgers or sausages.
I'm also thinking that if you are vegetarian, I'm not vegetarian, I would happily eat this as my main course at somebody's house. If there were a mixture of people, I'd be completely happy with this.
Yeah, add some bulgur, add some rice, and you have a very satisfying vegetarian meal.
Alsatian pizza with onions and pancetta. Pizza dough you can buy or make yourself. And you've got yellow onion, kosher salt, the drained yogurt just sitting in a colander, an egg yolk, a little bit, a pinch of a nutmeg, and you've got some pancetta, which you dice up, and some fresh parsley. And here you go. This could be...
Yeah, anytime in any of these recipes where I call for a drained yogurt, you can easily substitute Greek yogurt, just the store-bought Greek yogurt. So this pizza has, this is an Alsatian dish. Normally in Alsace, it's going to have fromage blanc on the base. I substitute the drained yogurt or Greek yogurt, and then on top of that go the sweet onions and the pancetta, and it all goes into the pizza oven, or you can do it on a grill if you're an accomplished pizza griller, but I do mine in a super hot oven.
And for those who like chickpeas, there's a dish here of warm chickpeas with toasted pita, pine nuts, and yogurt sauce. A bowl of this on the table is just not to be believed. There is a fettuccine, the one I'd like to turn to, a fettuccine with fried onions, yogurt, and poppy seeds. Is this a Middle Eastern?
Yeah, I would say it's vaguely Afghani. They do a lot of noodles, pasta in yogurt sauces, and that's what I was sort of playing on. The onions are fried until they're really, really dark and caramelized. And then they are tossed with the pasta and the yogurt sauce. And it's very creamy. The poppy seeds give it an exotic note and a little bit of crunch at the end. But the important thing is to really fry those onions until they get kind of browned in spots and kind of crisp in spots. Mm-hmm. They're very sweet.
So I'm happy to have eggs for any meal, including dinner. I love eggs. And I immediately went to your asparagus frittata with yogurt cheese.
Yeah, I love frittatas, too. I make them all year round with whatever the seasonal vegetable is of the moment. And right now, we're knee-deep in asparagus here in California. So this is, you know, now that I'm looking at this recipe, I think this would be a great lunch today. It's an asparagus frittata, and then I take clumps of that yogurt cheese, just yogurt that's drained until it's cream cheese texture, and I space some of those clumps around the frittata while it's still, before it's really set. And then it continues to set on the stove, and it's quite a beautiful thing because you have the green spears of asparagus and the little white clumps of the yogurt cheese.
And the Parmigiano Reggiano or Pecorino Romano cheese in there too, of course.
A little bit, yeah, just to give it that Italian accent.
Mm-hmm. And minced green onions, both the white and the green parts, like that. Okay, I'm going to make you go into the dessert section now because this is exciting. There is a yogurt parfait with peaches and peanut brittle. I'm sorry, but that's like a pie in a glass. That's just fabulous.
It really is. And, you know, peanut brittle is one of those things I can't keep around the house.
Me too.
I just can't resist it. But a little bit crushed, you just crush it with a rolling pin between sheets of parchment paper, wax paper, until it's kind of coarsely crushed. sprinkle it with some yogurt and some fresh peaches. It's like a five-minute dessert, and people are so excited by it. Serve it in a beautiful compote dish or a martini glass. It'll look very elegant, and it took you all of 5 minutes.
And you buy the peanut brittle.
Oh, yeah, I buy the peanut brittle. You make it fine, but I just buy the peanut brittle from a great candy producer we have here.
So peaches or nectarines, depending what's fresh in the market, huh?
Yeah, or you know, if you wanted to use berries instead, but I love that peach and peanut combination. Georgia peaches, Georgia peanuts, it's just a natural. A little something crunchy is always nice with yogurt, which is why I think people love yogurt with granola. That textural contrast. And a lot of these desserts in the book feature that. It's fruit plus yogurt plus something very crunchy like toasted coconut or toasted hazelnut.
I was going to say, your yogurt with mango, toasted coconut, and cashews. That's a good one. This is something. How about this? Warm baked figs with Pernod, candied walnuts, and yogurt. And it is such an incredible combination. This was a beautiful thing.
Isn't it lovely? Well, you have to wait for fig season.
Yeah.
And, you need some really nice ripe figs. They can be green or purple or whatever you can get. I bake them with a little splash of Pernod, which is the anise liqueur. You could use pastis if you prefer or sambuca. And I sprinkle a little bit of sugar on them so they caramelize a little bit. And you get these wonderful, colorful juices coming out of them. Mm. And then I just spoon that over some yogurt with some crushed candied walnuts on top. I tell you how to make the candied walnuts in the book.
Yeah, and here we have a yogurt also in your dessert section. This is Janet Fletcher, who lives in California, has done a terrific book called Yogurt, Sweet and Savory Recipes for Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner. It's the first time I've seen somebody really treat yogurt, get that right, that intersection between health and pleasure. Depending on what fruit is in season, you have a recipe for yogurt with blueberries, hazelnuts, and maple syrup. So it might be that blueberries, I mean, we can now get them pretty much year-round, although this is a good season for them coming in now. But I think this is a great combo.
Yeah, and you know, Faith, I'm a big advocate of buying plain yogurt as opposed to buying those fruit yogurts at the market. Why not buy your own plain yogurt and add the fruit that you like, fruit that's in season, add whatever sweetener you like, and then you're not eating yogurt with that's had a fruit puree or fruit concentrate in it and that has too much sugar in it. You're in control if you start with the plain yogurt. So this blueberry dish is very simple. It's just yogurt with a little bit of maple syrup and blueberries that I cook a little bit to break them down so they get juicy, and spoon that over the yogurt with some chopped hazelnuts.
I have a Moroccan lemon preserves, a jar. I have about six jars of these in my refrigerator because I just am crazy about them, and I mix in a teaspoonful of that. I just did a yogurt sauce and mixed that in because there were lots of other very citrusy things in the yogurt, and there was so much tang, and so I love that you do this. You have a dessert here, and I'm not going to kid you, there's heavy cream in this one, but listen to this. This is a yogurt mousse with orange marmalade using the same trick that we've been talking about and toasted almonds. Imagine that in a beautiful dish or glass.
Yeah, this is a dessert. It's a rich dessert, so you can serve small portions of it. But you fold the whipped cream into the yogurt. There's a little bit of gelatin in there, a very little bit of gelatin. So you get a set. You get a mousse, a spoonable mousse.
Uh-oh.
And then for contrast, I like to put that bitter orange marmalade on top. But you could use whatever marmalade you like or whatever preserves you like.
Janet,
and a little bit of toasted almonds to give that crunch that I was talking about.
Janet, I have to jump in. We have to go so fast. We have a minute left, and I have to mention two things. The Greek yogurt panna cotta with strawberry rhubarb sauce. You tell us how to make the panna cotta using yogurt, and then how to do the strawberry rhubarb sauce. It could not be easier and has fresh orange juice in it. But in our last minute, let's talk about your golden yogurt cake with whole milk yogurt, Meyer lemons, the zest, vanilla extract, eggs, and sugar. And if you want, you can make a yogurt cream that's optional on top of this. Oh,
yeah,
how fabulous.
It's really a sublime little cake. Simple, but the yogurt makes it very tender. Yogurt gives a lot of tenderness to cakes. And this is not a frosted cake. It's just a very simple, warm, tender cake to have with fresh fruit and that yogurt cream that you mentioned.
And your yogurt smoothie recipes. Janet Fletcher, thank you so much for this book and for being on the show.
It's been a pleasure, Faith, and I am hungry now.
I am starving. Janet Fletcher, who's done this cookbook, brand new, Yogurt, Sweet and Savory Recipes for Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner. It's a hardback book with many, many recipes. The savory recipes, the dessert recipes are amazing. This is yogurt way past breakfast. And an incredible recipe. She has a thing for flavor and using these unusual ingredients in combo, you know, getting international feel for these things. You want something different and delicious. Intersection of health and pleasure. Here it is. We'll send it to you for a contribution of $5 a month. We're on the air because of others who have contributed. We thank them, and we'd love to thank you next. 1-800-584-2788, and we thank you by sending you this book in exchange for your contribution of $5 a month.
Let me say that number one more time, because it is the exclusive lifeblood to WNPR right now. When you call 1-800-584-2788, or the other way is WNPR.org. Whether you click or you call, that's up to you. But we do ask that you participate. I'm asking you to make that call right now or go online. We're moving on to another program in just a moment, but this edition of the Faith Middleton Show has come to a close. But your journey with yogurt will just begin when you make that contribution, and we get you this book as quickly as we can. And what a journey you will have. Faith, I remember the years when eating healthy meant, okay, it tastes like cardboard and grass. And many of your shows disprove that and continue to disprove that to me. Yeah. Today is no exception. These are wonderful recipes. The photos in here are to die for. And following along for this hour makes me convinced that, A, I can do it, B, it is healthy, and C, I will love it. And when you put those three together, it's a winning combination. That number is 1-800-584-2788. I urge you to call right now.
Jack, there are nutraceuticals. You know, the new thing in cosmetics, using real food as to make up these cosmetics. She's got a section in here on when you drain the yogurt, the whey, that sort of cloudy liquid that comes off. Many beauty experts are using this amazing effects to nourish the skin and use it on your hair as a rinse. They said it's unbelievable. And so I actually poured the whey into a jar last night and stuck it in the refrigerator because I'm going to try this on my skin. So lots of recipes to feed all parts of the body, and can't wait to send this to you. Very, very delighted with this book. 1-800-584-2788. Please call now. It's our thank you gift to you. Of course, you can have it sent to someone else as a gift, or wrap it yourself and pass it on to someone you know who loves the health benefits or the flavor of yogurt and all the ways now that we can use it in these recipes, including to make cheese.
And again, that number, 1-800-584-2788. Now is the time to call, because you'll be registering your support for WNPR's Faith Middleton Show and the Food Schmooze editions like we're enjoying right now. And you'll be supporting our overall goal to have a successful campaign, because that's what it's all about. We normally don't interrupt during the Faith Middleton Show, but a few times a year, like this one, we do, because members are the lifeblood here. Again, that number is 1-800-584-2788. Faith, one more thing I did learn today was when you were talking about going to health food stores and getting your spices and herbs and things, or you can get them online. I'm from a generation where the grocery store was not your friend when you were trying to find those.
I know.
These items, these recipe ingredients are available now, readily and easy to get. That makes a big difference, too. How about calling 1-800-584-2788 to keep this information coming your way?
And it doesn't have to cost you $40 just to get spices for any particular dish. That's crazy. And so it is a world of excitement with these spices now. It's making food just dazzling. And I think she's done that in this book. 1-800-584-2788, a contribution of $5 a month, our thank you gift to you, or go online, as many people do, WNPR.org. We're going back to programming in about 30 seconds, Jack Callahan.
Oh, well, that's still time for us to convince you that this is worth supporting. It's public radio. It's the Faith Middleton Show, a treasure here on our air for decades, I will say, and we want to keep it that way. When you call 1-800-584-2788, keep these fabulous conversations coming your way. It's so easy to do when you pick up that phone.